That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store talking to two of his radio associates, Abner and Constable Ben Withers.
Well, now, look, Ben, you and Abner was the grand council judges on that program when the widow Abernathy was chose queen for hour, and it was your vote that elected her queen.
Why?
Now, I want you to think back and see if you didn't make a mistake. Didn't you fellas actually mean to vote for Miss Barton?
No, I remember distinctly voting for Mrs. Abernathy.
Yeah, me too, Lum.
Now, look, fellas, can't you do a little recollecting in my favor? If you admit you made a mistake, well, then that throws the widow out as queen for that day, and then I won't have to go through with this dead blame wedding.
Well, Lum, that sounds like you don't want to marry Mrs. Abernathy.
Well, I don't.
Well, here I've had this all wrong, then. When she wanted to call off the wedding yesterday, I talked her back into it.
I know you did. And I ought to whop you on top of the head for doing it, too.
Well, that's a good joke on thee. I certainly messed that up.
You sure did.
I bet you almost hate me.
Well, I know you never done it on a purpose, Ben. I know you thought you was doing me a favor.
Well, here, I'd better call her up again and try to straighten the...
No, I don't want you to take a chance on that. You'll get me in deeper than I am now. All I want you fellas to do is just recollect that you actually meant to vote for Ms. Barton that day.
Well, let's see now. That was last Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah. Abner, I want you to think on this, too.
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking hard, yeah.
Thursday. I could swear I voted for Mrs. Abernathy that day.
Yeah, I recollect writing her name down, Mom.
Oh, for goodness sake. Fine friends you are.
Yes. It was, Mrs. Abernathy.
All right. Just let it go, Granny.
Yeah, Lum, don't you recollect that was a...
I said just let it go, Abner.
Yeah, that's who it was, the widow, yeah.
Well, I've got to go back in the feed room and write some letters. I'm writing to all my former prisoners, telling them we hope to have the new jail completed in another month so they can make their plans accordingly.
Is Willie the Boodler still in Florida?
According to the last postal card I had from him, he was. Writes a nice card. Said the weather was delightful. A little overcast, but balmy.
Well,
anything else I can help you with, Lum, just let me know.
Yeah, sure.
Give my regards to Willie.
Well, now, what am I going to do, Abner?
Huh?
Then there's just got to be some way I can keep from marrying the widow.
Say, Lum, why don't you plead insanity?
Oh, nobody'd ever believe that about me.
They will when you show up at the courthouse to marry that woman. They'll know you've lost some of your marbles, Lum.
Yeah, but it'll be too late then. She lied to me so fast, I won't know what happened.
Well, tell her you're already married. Tell her you got 16 young.
Oh, she knows better than that.
Well, I don't know what to say. I'll give you all these good subjects, and you just sit there and turn them down.
Wonder if it'd do any good to get Mose to cancel the program. Wonder if that'd make this whole thing null and voided.
Well, I don't see what that good that'd do. It weren't null and avoided when she chose you.
I'm going to look over that contract we signed with Mose and see if there ain't some loophole in it I can crawl through.
Man, I believe your stuff, Lum. The widow ain't going to let you out of this. This is just a chance she's been looking for the years. She's been trying to decimate.
What's that contract, you know?
I don't know.
Sure, I filed it under Mose Moose.
You done what?
Oh, here it is, under contracts. I wonder how I got in there.
No telling.
The aforesaid mentioned undersigned do hereby agree to the following terms and et cetera.
Now, what's them fetters that we agreed to there?
For the stated sum of $9 per crew program to be paid by said sponsor, Mose Moose, the undersigned station BPR agrees to get up and put on a radio show to be known as Queen for an Hour, once daily per day. Now, there's nothing there.
Well, here, wait a minute. I thought he was going to pay $10 a program.
Well, Mose changed that. See there where he taken the pencil and crossed out 10 and wrote in 9?
Can he do that?
He does.
Oh.
There's lots of places in here where he penciled in stuff before he signed it.
Well, can't we just erase all that?
No. Besides, none of it amounts to much, no way.
Well, what about that dollar he cheated us out of? That's $6 a week right there, Lum.
I know, but you got to keep him happy. See, here's another change he made. It says, we agree to mention the name of his barbershop 18 times during each show, and he changed it to 28.
Went up on that.
Yeah. Here's another one where it said, Lum Edwards will have complete charge of the show. He changed that to Moe's Moose. See, they're just minor little changes like that.
Yeah, what's this long one here he wrote down there on the edge of the paper?
I don't know. I don't recollect reading that.
Says, after the queen is... Oh, good, I can't hardly read that pen scratching.
I think that next word, chose.
After the queen is chose and tells what she wants, if it can't be got for her within 2 weeks, the offer becomes no good.
Yeah, I don't know why in the world you ever wanted to put that. Wait a minute. What was that again? If it can't be got for her in 2 weeks, the offer becomes no good?
That's what it says.
Hey, Granny, that's it, Abner. There's my loophole right there.
What?
Don't you see? If I install that wedding off for 2 weeks, I won't have to go through with it. Hey, hooray! Hooray!
Well, wait a minute, Mom. Does that mean...
Well, good for old Mose. Granny, am I glad he pickled that junk in there now. I'm a free man again, Abner.
Yeah, well, what if the widow wants to get married before then? I know she invited Elizabeth to a shower for her tomorrow night.
Oh, she can have all the showers she wants to. But there ain't going to be no wedding, I can tell you that. She can give a cloud burst for all I care. That Mose has made me the happiest man on earth.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, you don't know what a relief this is, Abner. When I think of how close I come to being Mr. Abernathy, it just scares me half to death.
Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
So you get it. I'm too happy to talk to you.
Oh. Hello. Got him down the store. Abner Peabody done the talking. No, Mom. Lum ain't you.
Oh, yes, I am, Abner.
It's the widow. You said to say you weren't here whenever she called.
Well, it don't matter no more. Here, I'll take it.
You going to tell her about that TUC?
Granny's no. That's the one thing I got to keep from her from finding out. Here, give me the receipt.
Okay.
I don't want her to suspicion nothing.
She's fucked up.
Well, hello, Miss Abernathy. How you feeling today? Well, that's fine. Oh, I never felt better in my life. How's that? Oh, the date for the wedding. Well, now, I was just thinking about that myself. Well, no, I think that'd be a little too soon. Wouldn't want to set it for at least 2 weeks. Well, I just want to wait and make sure we can have a good big wedding. Don't want no little old two-bit affair. Oh, by the way, what is your favorite flower? That's what I figured. You see, them won't be in bloom for at least 2 weeks. Oh, no, I'd never forgive myself if you got married without a bunch of pea petunias stuffed in your face.
No, but I'm sorry this ain't going to come off. That sounds pretty.
Well, I'll tell you, let's not just set a definite date. Let's just wait and see when the petunias is in bloom.
That'd be a fair-sized bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of romantic, ain't it?
Wish I was getting married.
No,
what's the matter? I've done that.
Well, all right, Ms. Abernathy. How's that? Oh, well, all right, Ione. Yeah, goodbye, Ione.
Are you going to carry a batch of petunias too long?
No, silly. Ain't nobody going to carry nothing. Oh, my goodness, look at the clock there. We're supposed to be on the air with the Blacksmith news flashes. Get the generator started up there, Ed.
Well, how can I be on the air and run that thing at the same time?
Well, just talk good and loud and they can hear you.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Don't forget the main switch there, Lon.
I know how to run this. Here we go. Greetings from Station VPR, the voice of fine age. This is Lum Edwards, the announcer that grins while he talks, bringing you the regular 10 o'clock Blacksmith news flashes at 10:35. These hot flashes are brought to you through the courtesy of Caleb Weehunt's high-class blacksmith shop.
If your horses go in toolish,
you be not be considered foolish.
If you get in charge of Caleb, that's the shop with the golfing front.
And now for the news.
I'm going to get that soon, didn't
I? Flash. Abner, where's the news?
I don't know.
And that concludes the news up to this moment.
Oh, my.
Tune in again at about 3:30 for the 3 o'clock news. And recollect, when you listen to Lum Edwards, you're listening to the latest dope. This is Station VPR signing off till 11 o'clock when you'll hear Sea Trunks' Feed Store, Bird Calls by Cedric Weehunt. No tickets is necessary for this broadcast. Till then, this is your old favorite, Lum Edwards. Goodbye.
Them are some fine news flashes you get out there.
Yeah, I know. I've got to watch that. I was just so happy about getting out of that wedding, I never knowed hardly what I was doing.
Uh-oh, I bound you at Caleb Weehunt right now, calling up to cancel his program room.
Well, I think I can explain to him about the news.
Better tell him to work. Then.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mose. I thought you was going to be Caleb.
Reckon what old Mose wants.
You got what? Oh, great idea, huh? Well, go ahead. What is it? Well, wait. Wait a minute, Mose. You mean right on the show? Oh, no, we couldn't do that.
No, I don't know what it is.
I know you're in charge, but... Sure, I know what the contract says, but... Yeah, but Mose. Yeah, but Mose. Yeah, but... All right. Yeah. Goodbye.
What's old Mose want now?
That varmint.
Well, what is it?
Do you know what that critter wants to do?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
He wants to have the wedding ceremony for me and the widow right on his queen for our radio show.
Huh?
This week.
Well, Lum, I doubt that the petunias will be in bloom by then.